This is the Digital Nomad Quest podcast with Sharon Sung, teaching people how to build passive income, become financially free, and design their best lives. Hey guys, it's Sharon from Digital Nomad Quest.
And this is Sean with Everything REI.
And today we're excited to announce that we have 23 units now, and we are going to go over our real estate investing journey and goals and where we're going to go from here. Now, if you guys are new to this channel, welcome. I'm all about teaching y'all how to build passive income, become financially free, and design your best lives. So if you guys are interested in that, make sure to subscribe and hit the bell button to be notified of my latest videos. And make sure to subscribe to Sean's channel where he talks all about real estate investing. So let's start with the moldy house update. You guys have probably seen in a previous video where we've been talking about this moldy house that we actually purchased at $120,000. It was originally $125,000. We got it down to $120,000 recently. And we actually signed closing docs a few days ago. So really excited to move forward with this project.
Yeah, we went escrow for this property for 2 months. And a big portion of that is because we were buying it from a short seller. Well, we didn't know this, but buying a short sale has a lot of extra regulations behind it. The short sale lender has to prove who the new buyer is going to be. And you have to sign like an agreement saying that you won't sell the property in the next 90 days. They basically don't want somebody to make a huge profit off of the short sale.
Yeah, so you guys have seen also like our updates. We actually traveled to Texas. We visited the property. I did not go inside it because it's super moldy. I was, you know, concerned with my health. He actually went inside
a bunch of times.
Probably shouldn't have done that. So now after closing, we're going to be starting that mold remediation process. And it's probably going to be a week later. We've already agreed with this company we're going to use. And then we are also going to start the GC stuff after the mold remediation process is complete. So everything's kind of in place now. We spoke with a lot of these people actually in Texas. So we've kind of vetted out who we wanted to use. So we're really excited to move forward with this. Instead of a flip, we're probably going to do the BRRRR strategy where we're going to do a cash out refinance, take out some of that money and keep it as a rental property because we think it's going to appreciate in value. Now, speaking of which, we went to Texas and we've been feeling like, hey, there's a lot of opportunity there.
Yeah, so we're actually thinking about moving there for about a year or two. And we're highly considering moving in this like Austin metro to be kind of near where the properties are and also to build more networks with people over there.
Yeah, we were thinking either Austin or Dallas, but we've been leaning towards Austin just because a lot of the things that we're planning to do from a real estate perspective makes a lot of sense. You know, we have friends in both cities, so that's why we're debating it. We'll see what happens because we also want to make sure that the numbers work. So the idea is that we wanted to rent out this property that we are in the Bay Area, either Airbnb it out or possibly do a long-term rental in the future. But we're probably going to do the Airbnb route because it's all furnished. We'll probably make more too. The thing is with the regulations, we can't actually do under 30 days. So we're probably going to have to do like month to month on Airbnb. So that's the plan. And if we actually do this, we would probably make maybe double the mortgage that he's paying right now for this property that he owns. So that's why we're like, okay, if we do that and then we buy a property in Texas, that would make up for the cost of living there. And instead of, you know, just negatively cash flowing on this property that we're staying in, we'd actually be breaking even or possibly even profiting if we can do the numbers correctly. We just want to make sure we do the numbers right because if we decided to move out of Texas in the future, like we don't want to negatively cash flow on that property. So we got to make sure that it could work as a rental property as well. So it's going to be a little harder in Austin, in my opinion, because it's so expensive now, but we could possibly look in like surrounding areas, like maybe north. We'll see what happens. Now with preparing for this move, we actually need to make this property ready for Airbnb guests.
Yeah, so we've been getting quotes for landscaping, painters going to come through, and we might even do some plumbing. So the master bathroom in this house is relatively outdated. We're thinking about changing the new toilet, maybe putting in a new vanity. More importantly, the shower and bathtub situation there is old. It works for our purposes, but for a new guest coming in there, they might be surprised on how it functions. So we might just take that out and put a new one.
Yeah, we're trying to find that balance. We don't want to like do a full renovation. We just want to do the stuff that will make sense for our guests. Like we don't want them to be confused when they're trying to take a shower and they don't know how to operate it. So we just need to make sure it's ready from that perspective. Another thing is we've actually been learning more about Airbnb. We've been taking my friend Michael's course. So if you guys are interested in that, make sure to check out the link below. But basically it's all about Airbnb investing. And I'm actually super interested in Airbnbs lately because although the longevity of vacation rentals is kind of questionable in my opinion, I still think that it can be super lucrative if you do it right. You just need to make it like this awesome experience for guests. It's a little different from long-term rentals, but if you can invest in properties that can work as an Airbnb as well as a long-term rental, then you're kind of safe, right? So you know, Airbnb it out, and then in the future, if it doesn't work out, you can still keep it as a long-term rental. Then you're like good to go. You got multiple exit strategies, so you're safe. So I think we both agree that Airbnb is like on our mind. We think that it could be super lucrative for our business. And using the Airbnb strategy, we could probably increase our portfolio even greater. Overall, we still think that out-of-state real estate investing works really well for what we're trying to do. We think that holding on to properties is the way to really grow your wealth. You can get quick cash from wholesaling, flipping, all these other things. But in the long run, it really makes sense to have a large portfolio of long-term rentals. And for us, it makes sense to invest out of state because in the Bay Area, it's so expensive. We're able to invest in more affordable markets that makes sense for us, that cash flow for us. And if you guys are interested in doing that as well, make sure to check out Remote Rental Riches. Link in the description down below. It'll kind of take you step by step on how to get your first out-of-state rental property. These other strategies we're talking about, like Airbnb, wholesaling, flipping, all that stuff, will just allow us to get more capital to get more long-term rentals. Now, doing all these different things like Airbnb, you know, having to kind of move to another place, like all these things are really, in my opinion, uncomfortable, right? Like we are comfortable where we are right now. Like we could easily just stay here and try to grow that way. But I feel like this has been on our minds for a while. I've talked about this possibly like last year, maybe 2 years ago, because I think it makes sense. So I feel like if it's something that keeps calling back to me, and even though it's uncomfortable, like I feel like it's something that could skyrocket our growth and it's something to explore, we should probably do it.
Yeah. And I guess another reason why we're moving over there is because finding deals here in the Bay Area are relatively difficult. And you actually spend a lot of money and pouring resources into finding deals and then buying them. So when we move over to Texas, we think we're gonna have more opportunities to do more wholesaling and more flipping. And we've actually been playing around with PropStream a lot.
PropStream lets you filter for different categories, different features, so that you can find motivated sellers to sell their house.
And PropStream is also a great tool if you're driving for dollars. So while we were in Texas, we were driving around different neighborhoods and locating homes that look like they need a lot of work, and then we could just save them instantly using the mobile app. And it was very convenient.
Yeah, the mobile app was actually really surprising to me because it actually tracks the route you're driving, and then you can also save properties really easily. You just tap the property and then press the heart button. And then now you have this list that's connected to your PropStream account, and then you can basically save that list, export it, skip trace it if you want. And that way you can contact the owners of distressed properties. Maybe those people are gonna be motivated to sell. They need to get rid of it. Maybe they are in situations where they're stuck. So you can help them out by buying their properties. So that way we'd be able to get more off-market deals. When we were traveling and we were like looking around, we found there were a lot of different properties that we wanted to market to. So I feel like in the Bay Area, it's a lot harder in my opinion. There, it seems like there are more deals to be had. So that's why I feel like it synergizes well. We met also a lot of interesting investors who wanted to partner with us too. So I feel like there's a lot of potential there that we could work with them. They even have their own contractor crews. So I feel like if we partnered with them, it could make a lot of sense. We could scale up quickly. So with flipping and wholesaling, I feel like you need to find these off-market deals like this. You can't just always go on the MLS or, you know, look online and stuff. You have to actually go out and do the work, be on the ground, drive around, find motivated sellers, market to them with direct mail, calling, emailing, possibly like things like that to see if they want to work with you. Another thing is if you are trying to do direct mail marketing, another great tool is Ballpoint Marketing. They actually have a system where they can create handwritten letters for you so that it doesn't look like you're mass marketing to everyone. So it's a great tool as well. So we're combining that with PropStream. We're probably going to do more tutorials on this in the future so that you guys can see how to, you know, acquire more deals, tap into inventory that others might not have access to. So it's going to be really exciting. I feel like we're learning a lot already. Even that moldy house project, we're learning so much because we are getting closer to the renovation side of things. I think in the past with out-of-state real estate investing, you don't always have to be super close with the renovations because you can have the property manager help with coordinating all of that stuff because they have the knowledge to make things rent ready based on that market. So we trust our property management company a lot, but for this project, we really wanted to be more involved. In the future, I think we want to do more of that, like with flipping, with BRRRS. We're going to try to be more involved with the process. In the future, I think we're thinking about possibly opening a fund where, you know, you guys can start investing with us, because actually I get a lot of messages asking, how can I invest with you? I even get messages where they're like, oh, can I just give you money and then you invest it for me? And then, like, you know, they get a cut. Like, I literally get a lot of messages like this. So I can see a lot of you guys do want to work with us, and I want to see how we can make this happen. So there's that portion. And also, we're possibly thinking about doing like a private membership group in the future where, you know, it's kind of like a mastermind amongst investors, like serious investors, where we can have trainings, we can have monthly Q&As, lessons, we can even bring in speakers. We can also have a Slack group where we, you know, talk about different deals we have. So it can be really exciting. I think there's just a lot to think about. I've kind of talked about this before, but I feel like we're getting closer to that point where we needed to start doing stuff like this. I think with real estate investing, like, networking and collaboration is so crucial in this space. So the more we can kind of create that tool for you guys, the better, I think. And it helps us too, so that we can all work together. And lastly, I have mentioned stuff like larger multifamily properties and laundromats. I think those are still on our mind, but they're not as priority as the stuff we're talking about right now. But, you know, all these things I really want to start doing so I can report to you guys how to do these things. To me, it's really fun to attempt new income streams and new investment types and just like let you guys know how this all is going down. I'm grateful that we're doing this investing stuff and this online business where we're like kind of showing you guys every step of the way what's going on, because it feels really fulfilling to us. So I know we covered a lot in this episode. As you can see, we have a lot of big plans. Hopefully we get, you know, all of these things done. There's definitely a lot, but we're going to go one by one and try to tackle each one.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps our podcast grow. And thanks again. I'll see you guys in the next one.